Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Welcome this week's guest. Very talented young man that's been around the music industry 50 plus years. We want to bring him to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Want to welcome, present to some and introduce to others, Mr. Michael Cooper from Confunction. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, man. Everything's good out here in California. About to burn up out here.
Yeah, I'm in the same weather. I'm out here sweating bricks too, but we're going to make it. Just stay cool and chill. How you been doing, man?
Pretty good, man. We on the tour right now. Got about to finish up the new CD, our CD album, record, whatever. And new single did okay. The first single came out, did pretty good. So we doing all right.
Okay, so for the youngsters that don't know who Michael Cooper is in the group Confunction, they probably heard your songs and a bunch of them probably was made on them songs through the years. But break it down. Confunction, where did it all start? Michael Cooper, you know, where did this gig come from? Where did it all start? Well, you know,
we're of course, you know, way back when in high school and all that stuff. You know, we did all the talent shows. You know, I met three guys, Lewis McCall, Danny Thomas, and a gentleman played guitar with me. And we just did the high school dances and the after school parties and all that. And it got real serious around 1970, 71. And we formed a band called Project Soul. And so we were in serious demand throughout the California Bay Area, about the military bases and colleges and things like that. And we got a job offer to back up a recording group called the Soul Children out of Memphis. And we jumped on it and we went down to Memphis and backed them up for about a year and a half. And then we got offered a recording contract, but they told us, y'all got to get rid of that name. You can't keep that Project Soul. That's not going to work. And we sat around drinking wine and other things and trying to come up with a name. And we had remembered we played this thing called a Unity Festival a few years back, maybe a couple of years back. And there was a group on that festival called the Nightlighters. And they were the backup band for the New Birth and Main Ingredient. You know, all that stuff. And those guys were practicing a cut that they were playing out at the pool in their swimming trunks. And later on that night, we heard them play the whole song. And the name of the song was Confunction. And that's how we got our name.
From a song, huh?
A song called Confunction by the Nightlighters.
Cool. So what year was that when that started? For y'all,
the name. That was like around 73, 74 when we actually changed the name. And signed our first recording contract with a small record label in Memphis as Confunction.
Yeah, you guys got a string of hits, man. That goes back. I'm talking about back-to-back hits. One of my favorite ones is Love Train.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just. Yeah. As soon as they come on, man, it just puts you in a vibe that's like, let me just sit back and enjoy this one because this, I know the feeling it's going to bring to me.
Well, you know, Love Train has I don't know what has happened here. Love Train was an album cut on the To the Max album, and the To the Max album did not yield a hit, a top 10 hit. It never did yield a top 10 hit. But the record company was smart enough to realize they had made a mistake in not releasing Love Train.
Oh,
they had branded Confunction as up-tempo and funk. You know, Salt, because Fun was a hit. Shake and Dance Me was a hit. Chase Me was a hit. All up-tempo music.
Classics.
So they weren't trying to hear us coming with a ballad. So they came out with all the up-tempo stuff on the record. None of it stuck to the wall. But the radio stations jumped on Love Train. And so the record company said, well, look, we just tell the radio station we coming with that next as a third single. And don't come with it and let them have to play it out of the album. And people had to go buy the album to get Love Train. And Love Train was never a single record until last year. They got its wings and got its numbers and became a single record. But it wasn't by us.
Yeah, I heard was the group Silk Sonic. I never heard of them, but I was reading
Silk Sonic, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. It was a novelty, experimental COVID kind of group that was put together, and they put out an album, An Evening with Silk Sonic, and Bootsy Collins actually named the band, and they hit and won Grammys and hit, and it took off like a rocket and formed a great friendship between Anderson and Bruno, and they've disbanded now. But it was 2022 for 2021 when they dropped their album, and then they turn around in 2022 and they drop Love Train. That was a new kicking point for Confunction. That kicked us in the pants, doubled our price, put us out there crazy, man. And I did get a chance to go backstage and thank the brothers. We went back down in Vegas. They were in Vegas, and we went backstage and we talked for about 15 minutes. We had a ball. We had a ball.
Yeah. I saw you guys live in Vegas with Sam and Alton group.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you guys.
Yeah.
First time I seen you live, but like I said, I've been a lifelong fan, man.
Thank you, man. Hit.
I want to appreciate you and Tanya, you know, for hooking this up so you can interview, because I just, man, legends in the game. That's all I can say from a fan. This legends, bro. Appreciate your talents and your group and all the songs you put together. And this new song, tell us about this new song, Text Me Tomorrow. This is the first single since when?
That's the first single off the upcoming album. The upcoming album is called Smooth Jukebox. And that's the introductory single. We're doing things a little different. We put that out to buy some time to just really check the digital world that's out there. You know, it's no longer the big CD market anymore. And, you know, there's no vinyl and no cassettes, no CD. It's all about download and streaming.
Right.
And so this company that we're with is pretty much pushing the streaming. And this is our first streaming record. It's the first time we've ever released a record totally digitally. Everything else has always been available on CD and all that. This is the first one. We did very well with our Christmas record in 2022 with the same company. So it came out, worked out pretty good. So we're going to drop the Smooth Jukebox probably at the end of August and come with the next single top of August.
Okay, so Text Me Tomorrow. I heard it. It's a classic Confunction sound. It's like, it's new, but it's back that style you guys always have. You know, it's like,
yeah.
It just seemed it's been here.
We combined the two. We figured nobody puts their phone down. I'm on mine now. Nobody ever goes anywhere without their phone.
Yep.
I don't think there's a human being. I don't know very many human beings that don't have a phone. And texting is just the way to go now. That's just it, you know.
Right.
And this song is all about a lady who just could not put her phone down. And the brother is just tired of it. He just said, you know what? You're all alone, dependent on your phone to keep you warm, you know, and, you know, put it down and talk to me. Let's just walk and talk, you know. And finally he gets fed up. He just said, well, look, text me tomorrow. I'm out.
Yeah, I want to play that before we get off of here. But let's see. I had a question. Longevity of the group. How long you guys been, 50 plus years?
50 plus years, man. There's two versions. The original version, the guys, myself and Felton and the Reverend, along with all the other original guys, Danny, Cedric, Lewis, and, you know, anyway, we blazed the trail, man. You know, we got in the trenches. We got in studios at 1 and 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, blazed the trail, cut the hits, got it all started. We took a break. I'd say I went with Warner Brothers around 1987 to 1993. So we took a break around 85, 86. And then got offered a crazy dollar amount of money to come back together to just do a New Year's Eve show in 93. So I called the guys who I knew I could count on to make the sound, to create the sound. And 93, it started all over again. So we ain't looked back since 93. And if you turn around and combine, say, 73 to 93, that's 10 years there. And you know, in there somewhere is my solo career with Warner Brothers. So you're looking at close to 54 years combined where Confunction has been on the planet.
That's a long, that's most people get that's, one album. You don't hear from them no more, but that's like legendary, bro. And,
Man, we plan on expanding the whole brand to a point where if you put in CON and you happen to make it to the letter F, good luck. Cause we want Confunction to come up before the Commodores, you know? So yeah, we putting out new music. We're putting out a book. I'm doing a book, in late 2024 called On Love's Train, the life, the love, the man, the music.
All right.
With that book will come the best of Cooper. So it's just, you know, and then we got another record we're going to do. Not too many people will catch this. They'll catch the titles of the song, but they won't catch the meaning. Our next album, probably late 2024, mid 2024, our next album we call Scarborough Fair. Now, people think of the song Scarborough Fair, you know, are you going to, you know, by the pop group, but it has nothing to do with that. We're doing a tribute album to a brother named Clarence Skip Scarborough. And people don't know that name, but they know the music. This man wrote Lovely Day by Bill Withers. Oh, yeah. He wrote That's My Neighbor by the Emotions. He wrote Holiday by the Earth, Wind, and Fire, right? He wrote Giving You the Best That I Got by Nita Baker. And this man had produced two of our records. And we never forgot him. And then the kindness and the production value that he put into Confunction and all the production skills and rules that he gave us. So we're going to re-record a lot of his hits, our favorites of his hits, but with our twist on it.
Okay. That's going to be a whole new project?
A whole new project. After the Smooth Jukebox comes the Scarborough Fair.
All right. Looking forward to that. Let's see. There's only about three of you guys, the original members in the group now, right? The new group.
Yeah. Yeah, just myself, yeah. Belton, and the Reverend Fuller.
Yeah, and I see. Oh, one of the few groups that have three members with doctorate degrees and three members with presidential lifetime achievement awards. Tell us about these accomplishments.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com and check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
These accomplishments are a project put together by our Felton's wife, Jennifer, who went out and enlisted the help of the seminary, different seminaries. And one of them decided to add up our hours and add up our time in music and our achievements in music. And so we wound up getting the honorary doctorate degrees from the seminary. And now recently, yeah, it's the three of us now have our doctorate degrees. Ron got his some time ago, our sax player. And of course, we got the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award, Joe Biden. So now we're working on a Hollywood star. So
that should be a shoe-in.
that's the next one. We're working on a Hollywood star.
Well overdue. Congratulations, you guys, for that, you know, achieving that. And everybody don't get that. So that's a high bar to set. But the longevity, man, I know it wasn't easy. Everything wasn't peaches and cream. And I'm sure they had the bumpy roads and stuff. How do you guys like sustain or pull through all that? Because most groups, they fight and they go to different ways and they never survive this long. What was the secret?
We had it all. We had it all. If anybody gets a chance to bring up Unsung, Unsung on YouTube. Try to sit through it. We had all those fights and all those disagreements and all the different things that it would take to break a group up. All that stuff was present. We had the drugs, the alcohol, the women. It was just all the things that all the groups ran into, Confunction ran into. We had two shining lights, though. The two shining lights are the reason why we're here today. And the two shining lights are Felton Pilot and Michael Cooper, because we were not drug users. We were songwriters. However, we were womenizers. We definitely were guilty of that. But, you know, we both got divorced and everything. But one thing was nothing going to come. He went out and did MC Hammer while I went and did Michael Cooper and Warner Brothers. Right.
Right.
We hooked up after 6 years of me with Warner Brothers. We hooked up and said, OK, we're going to do this one New Year's Eve date. And we call Paul Harrell and the Reverend Fuller. And then we use the members of my band, restarted Confunction for one show in 1993, never looked back. So We had all the problems that any other groups had, man. But this version of Confunction, there was only one say-so, me. No voting. No. I get some opinions, yeah, but no voting. I say, well, we know this is not a group. This is a business.
Right on.
Yep.
A lot of wisdom behind that, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So that's what kept us together, man. Sometimes the democracy is not all good, always good.
Right. So, yeah, listen to the Dr. Michael Cooper now. Follow his lead and everybody will win.
Yep.
So, yeah, back in, I guess it was 87, when you was the Michael Cooper out, man, this one, let me play this little clip of it. This is one of the coldest songs that I ever received from you on that album. It's a little clip of it. You heard that?
Oh, no, I think you're the only one that can hear it.
Oh, my God. Well, they'll hear it on the show, but it's that Dinner for Two, the 808 remix. Oh, man.
Black 944. That's what I was driving.
Yeah, that song was cold-blooded, man.
You got to find the Over and Over video on YouTube. Over and Over by Michael Cooper. And I'm in the Black 944 at the top of the video.
Oh, check it out. Yeah, that was a cold jam every time I hear that.
I was, and every word of that vamp out on Dinner for Two is so natural because the song was done. I was done singing. Uh-huh. And everything I was doing was just off the top of my head, just freestyling, you know. And the company loved it. Right. They just loved it. You know, they got hold to it. And this was back in the day when they were doing 12 inch. Right.
Right.
They were doing long version remixes. And they took that and ran with it, man. Black 944 mix. Everybody loved that.
Yeah, that was a hit. Love it. But look, let's get into Text Me Tomorrow. Let the people hear it. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear it, but we're going to play Text Me Tomorrow by Confunction. This is out already, right?
Oh, yeah. This has been out now. We've been out now for almost 2 months. And it's been a top of every digital chart there is to be a top of, man.
That's amazing.
We met with a resistance, man. For the first time in our career, we met with resistance to play the record simply because of our era and our name and era. And that was a heartbreaker. That kind of broke our hearts because we're still coming with the record. We're coming with our album.
Right.
But yeah, man, we the biggest digital radio station that we all know and love. Turned us down flat and say, you know, pretty much they ain't going too much further than Johnny Gill and After Seven. But maybe let Uncle Charlie in, but they ain't trying to hear Confunction and Lakeside and, you know, everybody coming out with no new music on their station. So I was kind of weird.
But Mike, we still out. The fans are still out here.
Yes.
Yeah. Keep pushing the music, man. We're going to find it. Just put it out on the platforms. We will find it.
Absolutely. That's our motto, baby. Yeah, that's our motto.
Bro, we lifetime fans. We don't care about the industry change and stuff. If you're making good music, we want it.
Yes.
So, yeah, from a fan.
They're going to love this new album, man. The new album's got a surprise. Man, I'm so mad that I don't. We got to keep it a secret.
Right.
That's the new album got a surprise on it.
Okay.
It's going to blow everybody out the water. It's going to. Everybody's going to look at it. They're going to be playing and they're going to go, what the hell is this? Like, then they're gonna like reach for the knob and turn it up. They're gonna go, oh no, they didn't. Oh no, they didn't.
Gonna bring it.
I can't let you. You already know that. You already got a hint, but I can't tell you what the hint is.
That's all right. When is that? That's on Jukebox, right?
That's on Jukebox.
Okay, and that's coming. Yeah, when is that dropping?
It's probably going to be number 4 or 5 on the album. We ain't going to make nobody wait too long for it, but definitely not going to have it in the top. And so when they put the album on, they sit down and they start streaming it. Number 4, maybe 5. I was like, I'm saying, what the hell is this? Right? Then they go stop it. They go start it over again. I'm saying, are they for real?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, man. Don't listen to the industry, man. Put that great music out. That's your gift and talent from God, and we need it. Especially in this crazy world, we need good music, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you guys are professionals, and you've been around the game, and you know how to groove the souls and move the crowd. So just keep on doing what you do.
Yep.
And this is straight from a fan. I didn't get paid to say that. Yeah. But let me go on and get with Text Me Tomorrow so they can feel this vibe. They still, you know, Confunction still got it, man. It ain't never left. It just got sweeter. And this is Text Me Tomorrow by Confunction.
Another day, another night, babe. You're all alone, depending on, honey, your telephone girl to keep you warm. It's 24/7, baby. Just put it down and talk to me, honey. You know you want it. So why don't you text me tomorrow, girl? 'Cause in the morning, there will be no sorrow.
You'll be coming back to me,
oh,
baby.
Oh, you'll be coming back, baby.
Text me tomorrow.
Is high, we gotta try to keep our love nice and dry. So wipe the tears from your eyes, girl. There was a time when you and I, baby, would go for walks and sweet talk, and I could see your sweet smile. So why don't you
text me tomorrow, girl?
'Cause in the
Awesome cut, Mike.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Yeah. I don't know if you could hear it on your end.
I could hear. You kept me on beat.
Yeah. Okay.
you should have heard yourself.
Oh, you heard me?
You should have heard yourself.
I was singing the chorus. Yeah, man. That's a nice jam. I mean, I like it because it's a new song from a veteran group, but it came in like it belongs there. It's like you don't have to get used to it. It flows right in there. It's like, it's supposed to be here right now, and I'm jamming it. Yeah, it's
man.
It's
I think we got. We're gonna put a little more behind it.
Oh yeah,
and milk it. We're gonna try to take it all the way out to the first week of next month.
Okay, you know what to
do. And then we're gonna drop one. I got a couple of favorites that I got some titles I can lay on you that you might like. One of them's called "They Don't Even Know."
They don't know,
right?
They don't
even know. It's a mid up tempo record, almost like a step, kind of a funk step record. But it's called "They Don't Even Know," and the way it comes off, it's the same kind of arrogance. You know, they say I'm undercover, just a part time lover. Don't listen to them. They don't even know. You know, okay. You know, want to spend your money? That's kind of funny. Don't listen to them because they don't even know. You know, it's a real killer record. I mean, it's a radio record.
Yeah,
it's a radio record. And then we got another one called Grown Folks. And that's a lady special. That's a strip joint lady special right there, Grown Folks. When that bad boy come on, you be thinking like, oh, wait a minute. Is this Usher or is this, what's my man, Dead Pony? Who the guy that did Pony? What's his name?
The one that fell off the stage.
Genuine.
Genuine, yeah.
Genuine. You can say, is this Genuine or... Who is this? It comes on banging, but we're going to have the horns on it.
Okay, yeah,
so we have horns. Man, it's going to be banging. The record got 5 singles in it.
Okay.
And the surprise record.
It's a what?
The surprise record is so bad, we can't put it out as a single.
Okay.
That don't make no sense.
Got to get the album.
The surprise record is such a badass that we cannot put it out as a single.
I believe you.
I'm telling you, it's that kind of record. Yeah. The politics of the record will not let us put it out as a single. That's how bad it is.
Can't wait to hear. Hey, you guys do any collaboration with any other name brand stars or just
not really, except for the surprise record, but not really. We didn't go in the studio with anybody else or put any names on any other singers on the record.
Yeah.
And everybody, I guess it's not too late for that. We were toying around with doing with Shantae Moore.
Yeah. Remixes.
And the strategics of trying to put people, you don't have to go to studios or nothing anymore.
Right. But yeah.
Strategic and the dollar figures and things kind of never really came together. And then the partnerships, you know, who do you partner or can function with? You know, I got a good one. What's the Earth, Wind, and Fire did, Lucky Day.
Is that
Lucky Day, Earth, Wind, and Fire featuring Lucky Day. You Want My Love, right? Mm-hmm. They cut Can't Hide Love, but it's all Earth, Wind, and Fire, but Lucky Day rewrote the verses. Bad as hell. And we need time to pull something like that off. That would be really nice.
I'm sure it'll happen after you drop the album.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. But yeah, I'm glad you guys are still making music, man. Because like I said, the classics, they're never gonna die.
Oh yeah,
I mean you know,
oh, man,
when they first come
this record's gonna come out, and people are gonna look at it like, okay, these brothers are not gonna quit.
No,
we're not gonna quit. We just did a Christmas record. We coming with this record. We're not gonna quit. Amazing. You know, and right after that, we're probably gonna come with the Scarborough Fair, not to lose any momentum. Right. Yeah. We're just not going to quit. We're going to keep on going.
Okay.
So
you guys going to have a,
I don't know. I'm all excited myself because I've never owned a record company before.
Okay.
So we could just drop.
Yeah, that's what I like about the digital world. You can drop singles. You don't have to wait for the album. You can just, if you got a heater, drop it out.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Love it.
Yep.
Then it goes instantaneously around the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Instantly around the world. That's right.
Yeah. Cool. So what's the name of the label?
The label is the ours is NorCal, Felstar NorCal. So it's part of Felton's name and then my publishing company is NorCal, okay. Atlanta. So NCA Felstar. NorCal Atlanta Felstar is the name of our label. And we're handled and managed by JEG out of Canada. So these guys are Soho. They call themselves Soho up in Canada, the JEG down here. And they're distributed by Universal. So we're on there with After 7, Johnny, you know, a lot of people are on there.
Okay, so you pretty much have more control over your music and what to put on there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good thing.
We turn it in. They give us opinions, you know, what they think. We foot all the bills. We pay all the money. So basically we're the company, but but they do all the grunt work. They do all the button pushing and distributing and pushing it out there digitally.
Cool. Dr. Micah Cooper and Confunction, y'all. So, Mike, you got any words of wisdom for up and coming entertainers and people that doesn't want to get into music, or, you know, some advice?
Do what we're doing. You know, we blazed the trail. We got out there and we got in the, you know, we rolled a 2-inch tape back in the day. We grooved in the studios. We drove to the studios. We spent the night in the studios to get the records out there, you know, and then not just us, the Commodores, Kool & the Gang, LTD, Earth, Wind & Fire, Ohio Players, Roger and Zap. Legend. All these people blazed the trail for y'all. Got in there and did it the hard way. No cell phones, no internet. Had to pull over and drop a quarter in the phone booth to let somebody know you had a flat tire. You're going to be late. I mean, we blazed the trail, y'all. So y'all don't have to blaze that trail right now. Y'all got the internet. But what you do have to do is hone your craft. Practice your acts. If you're rapping, keep the pen moving. Don't just keep it moving. If you're playing guitar, play it over and over again, up and down the scales. You're playing sax. You know what I, you know, saxophone is my favorite instrument. I never learned how to play. Never learned how to play. It's my favorite instrument. There are a million saxophonists, a million guitar players, a million funk people, a million producers that are writing tracks out there. Listen and learn. Don't be afraid to do something new. Reverse that record. And then the moment you make a dollar, plant it so it comes up too. Don't be scared to reinvest in yourself, but put the money in the bank. Buying a flashy car so everybody can look at you ain't going to feed you nothing. Okay? You can't eat that car. Okay? Okay? So that's all I can say. All you men out there if you got children in this world and you're in your 20s and you had a couple babies, hey, they're first. You know, you're going to, like me, you're going to have a tendency to try to put your music first and get out there. But you don't need to come home to a bunch of situations where you're going to be divorced or your wife cheating on you and all that stuff. No, you need to make sure they put that family first and make sure their wives are happy. Make sure they're happy. Then they'll get behind you and then you'll be a bigger star. Okay. Or girlfriend. Make sure that girlfriend's happy. You'll be a bigger star. Do it. I've been through it. I know what I'm talking about.
Sound like experience talking there.
Thank you.
Hopefully they can appreciate that. Man, it's been great, Mike. I don't want to keep y'all a day. I know you got a busy schedule. You guys, what's your tour season like this year?
Very good. Very good. We're about halfway through. If you go to confunctionlive.com, regular spelling, confunctionlive.com, that's our booking site. We have two sites. That's the booking site. And you'll see that the schedule come right up. And if you go Confunction USA, confunctionusa.com also, and go to schedule, you'll see our tour. But yeah, confunctionlive.com shows our tour. Our next stop is going to be here in California at the Cal Expo, the main stage. And then after that, I think we're going to take off and get back out on the road. And then we go to Memphis, Tennessee after that. We go to the big center in Memphis, Tennessee. So if you go to their website, check us out, man. We'll see where we're going, man. And if you can join us, we would love it.
Cool. And the website is confunctionusa.com. And then all your social media is confunctionusa for real on Facebook, confunctionusa four real on Instagram, and confunctionusa4 on Twitter.
There you go.
Check them out, y'all. That's show them some love, man. Keep these doctors alive, man. Yes. Supporting their music,
yes,
sharing the heck out of it, streaming the heck out of it, and purchase. Because these guys make great classic music. There's a lot of babies been born off of Love Train.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's the way it goes on Love Train.
Love Train.
Oh my God. All time classics. Say, man, we want to thank you for coming on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure, my brother.
I appreciate it. I can't wait to see you, man, when this thing come out. You got to get me back, man, when you find out what the surprise record is. You be like, man, y'all done lost y'all mind.
I definitely have it in my playlist.
Okay.
Right on, Mike.
Love you, man. Peace.
Peace.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Yo, this is Michael Cooper of Confunction, and you're listening to Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. And be sure to check out ConfunctionLive.com, Confunction USA for real, ConfunctionUSA.com. And we're there, baby. All of our social media, Confunction USA for the number real.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.